Good afternoon. Name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. Emma Jones, God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Faith at Noon, the whole purpose for it is to encourage the faith of the believer. The Bible says Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are we saved through faith. The Bible says in Romans 12 that God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. In other words, God provided the grace and the faith in order for me to have the capacity to receive what he has provided. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So faith at noon is always encouraging the faith of the believer and getting people to understand that faith is what we all need in order to receive into our lives what the grace of God has provided. So we're looking at Romans today. We're looking at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so the scripture, it means what it says. It says what it means. Whosoever, that's not leaving anyone out, whether you black, white, Jew, Gentile, whatever your ethnic persuasion is, God is no respecter of persons. He don't leave, glory to God, anyone out. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And in other words, God don't really get involved unless you let him get involved. He created all of us to have a free will. So God is not a God that bogart his way into your life. You have to let him in, glory to God, your life. And it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, the word saved, it implies more than going to heaven. And it means more than just born again. The Greek word for the English word saved is the word sozo. Glory to God. Mr. B, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. So the word save is more than just I'm going to heaven. You know, when I die or when I transition. The word save, it means to be delivered. It means to be healed. It means to be divinely protected. It means to be preserved. It means to be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. And so that's what the word save means. Another word for save is just simply the word being born again. It accomplished the same thing. Different words, but the same, glory to God, meaning. And so the scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be healed, shall be divinely protected, shall be preserved, and shall be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. And so I'm telling you that many of times you don't even look like what you have experienced or gone through, because somehow the grace of God preserve you. The anointing of God, the hand of God is on your life because you are saved and you look nothing like, glory to God, what you have experienced. So every now and then, because you don't look like you have gone through anything, don't mean you haven't went through anything. It's just that the grace of God preserve you. But because you don't look like you have gone through anything, people sometimes assume that you haven't been through anything. And every now and then, you have to share your powerful testimony. Because the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony given affirmation that we have overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. I hope all of us understand that the blood, glory to God, still works. There's healing in the blood. There's victory in the blood. There's redemption in the blood. There's life in the blood. The blood, glory to God, still works. And so every now and then, because you look so good, and it's not so much your ability looking as well as you do, is the ability of God, it's the grace of God that has kept you, it's the grace of God that have, glory to God, sustained you. So the scripture says, now whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then Romans 10:14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Notice that's a question. How can people call on him in whom they have not believed? Well, that's the whole purpose of preaching the gospel, because the gospel is designed to produce faith in the heart of people, so those who don't believe, glory to God, can believe by calling on the name of Jesus and giving their heart and giving their life to him. Then the Bible says, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear, glory to God, without a preacher? So in verses 14, there were two questions. The two questions are, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? That's the first question. The second question is, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? That's the second question. Sherry, how are you? All the way from Ohio, thank you for joining and tuning into Faith at Noon. And then God answers the question in Romans 10:14. So what God says, and God gives an answer to the question, he said, and how shall they hear without a preacher? So it's the preaching of the gospel, and it is the preaching that answers all two questions in verses 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? The answer to that, how shall they hear without a preacher? So when a person preached the gospel, a person who did not believe can all of a sudden believe because somebody is proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And when faith comes into the heart, into your heart, it causes you to believe what you could not believe before. Which brings me to another point. It takes faith, glory to God, to believe. And sometimes the thing with just people in general is that people don't have no problem believing anything else. Why is it such a big problem to believe the word of God? And generally speaking, sometimes people, again, they don't have a problem believing too much of anything. But when it comes to the word of God, people have a whole lot of questions about this, that, etc., and so forth. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible, which is the word of God, that it have, there is an answer for every question that you have. Jesus is the answer. Salvador, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so, again, the second question, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? So God answers that question too in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what's the purpose of the preacher? What's the responsibility? What's the job of the preacher? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The assignment of the preacher is to preach the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to preach about the kingdom of God, to let people know the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is available. You can be saved now. You don't have to get yourself together. Matter of fact, you can't get yourself together because none of us have the G-type blood or the power within ourselves to get ourselves together. You have to come to God as you are, and it is God, glory to God, who gets you together. You know, it's that simple. The gospel is not complicated. The gospel is not heavy and deep. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And so the Bible says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? That's a big question today, because you have people that are trying to pastor themselves. You have people that it's trying to, even though all of us have a personal relationship with the Father God, as it relate to being saved, being born again. But I'll be the first to tell you that you can't pastor yourself. If you can pastor yourself and you was that anointed to pastor yourself, God never would have gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So the sheer fact that God gave to the body of Christ, he made some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, that means in the mind of God, God never intended for you to be your own pastor. God wanted you, glory to God, to go find you a local assembly, be led by the Spirit of God, because the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let the Lord order your steps, direct you to a local assembly, sit down and be taught the word of God by that anointed man or woman of God who have been called of God to preach the gospel. And so the Bible says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Which means a lot of people are not hearing from God as much as they think they're hearing from God. And so when it comes to your own personal relationship, when it comes to that, then God will deal with you about your personal relationship. When it comes to the gospel, when it comes to the gospel of the kingdom of God, God is going to deal with the preacher and tell the preacher, glory to God, what to tell you and what to proclaim and what to preach. So now the Bible says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And so I'm here to tell you, people of God, that everybody in their life need a preacher. Even a preacher need a preacher. Even a pastor need a pastor. And so God don't leave anybody uncovered. Everybody need, glory to God, somebody. In other words, you need me and I need you. That's how the kingdom of God operate. And what the scripture says is that God says in his word, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, if God said that, that means people are not hearing everything that they think they are hearing. And then the Bible says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Which means today, God speaks still to his church, primarily, glory to God, through the preacher. Sometimes, you know, in church, and I know this, excuse me, I know this don't apply to you. This just cannot possibly be you. But sometime in the church, we have pew pastors. A pew pastor is a person that think he know more than the pastor. You know, my answer to that, if you knew more than, you know, if you know more than the pastor, then God will have you up there. And so you kind of find that in church sometime. And I'm reminded, Pastor Moses, you familiar with Pastor Moses? Pastor Moses is the man that God raised up to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of that house of bondage. And then through Moses' 40 years of service, you had people that rose up in the congregation that went against Moses. I believe in Numbers, the book of Numbers, the Bible says that the attitude of the children of Israel was, let us make us a captain and go back into Egypt. And so I'm saying that to say, after Moses brought them out, all of a sudden their mindset, they was trying to act like they was having such a great time in Egypt. The children of Israel were not having a great time in Egypt. They were slaves. They was in bondage for 400, glory to God, and something years. J.E., thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Stella, thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so they was trying to act like they was having a great time, glory to God, in Egypt. The truth of the matter is they was in bondage, glory to God, in Egypt. And so God sent a man by the name of Moses to bring them out, glory to God, of Egypt. And then they kind of fought him at different times, trying to go back to where God have delivered them from. And so I'm saying to you that God have brought you out. And the scripture in Romans 10:14 says, how can they hear without a preacher? God have brought you out. God is trying to keep you out by using the preacher to speak into your life. He's trying to keep you moving forward, trying to keep you moving, glory to God, to your promised land. And God is going to, God is going to speak to you, glory to God, through through the preacher. Then Romans 10, 15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And so you just can't jump up one day and go, oh, I think I want to be a preacher. Oh, I think it's a good idea to be a preacher. If, glory to God, the Bible says, how shall they preach except they be sent? Which means it has to be a divine supernatural calling on your life to really preach the gospel. You have to be sent, glory to God, by God, to really preach the gospel. And I'm here to tell you that it's not about being seen. It's not about being popular. It's not about popularity. It's not about no reputation. God sent the preacher to preach the good news of the gospel so that faith can come to the hearts of God's people, so that God's people can receive everything that grace have provided, glory to God, for them. And so it's very important. Mike Bishop, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Pam, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so God says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Which means can't nobody vote you in. Can't nobody push you in. There is no such thing as being called in. Can't nobody pay your way in. You have to be supernaturally called by the Spirit of God if you're going to be used of God to preach the gospel. And so, again, Romans 10, 14, the latter part of the verse, it says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And then verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Which means if God send you, that means you got a word, glory to God, for his people, and the word that he's sending you to proclaim or deliver, the word of God will bring them out, glory to God, of their situation. Daryl, God bless you. Super, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so when God, if a person is God sent, if a person, hear me, people of God, if a person is God sent, a person have a word. If the preacher don't have a word, then I don't even know if he's sent, because I do understand that God do not send you without a word. And if you're sent by God, you have a specific word that you have to preach, so that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you preach that word, faith will come to the hearts of God's people, so that they can walk out by faith in their life what the word is designed, glory to God, to do. And so, again, Romans 10, 15, and how shall they preach except, glory to God, they be sent? So now, your mama can't send you, with all due respect. Your daddy can't send you, with all due respect. God have to send you. And then when God send you, if your mama or your daddy, glory to God, bear witness of you being sent by God, it's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm just saying that nobody can send you to preach except God. And then the Bible says, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel, glory to God, of peace. So that's what the gospel really does in your life. When the gospel go forth and somebody is preaching the gospel and the word is anointed. And then let me just say this too. The gospel was never designed to entertain any of us. The gospel was designed to bring us out of bondage. The gospel was designed to take us into the promised land. The gospel was designed to enlarge your territory. The gospel was designed to cause you to walk in victory. The gospel was designed for you to walk continuously in your deliverance, because any person that is born again, the Bible says that God have delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. So the gospel is designed, glory to God, for you to walk by faith and not by sight, for you to walk in your healing, to walk in your deliverance, to walk, glory to God, in your divine protection, because you are covered and protected by the blood, glory to God, of the Lamb. And so the preaching of the gospel of peace, there is no peace without the gospel of peace. There is no peace without the preaching, glory to God, of the gospel. And if you looking for peace in the world, then you ain't gonna find it. Jesus is the Prince, glory to God, of peace. And then Jesus said that my peace I give to you. This peace that I give, the world can't give it, and the world, glory to God, can't take it away. And so the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings, glory to God, of good things. In other words, just good news. And people need to understand that the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. He came that the world might be saved, glory to God, through him. So no matter where you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what your experience is, no matter what your circumstance, no matter what your past, no matter what you have gone through, everybody still have a chance to get right with God, because the Bible says there is one God, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who will have all men to be saved and come into a saving knowledge of the truth. Then Peter said, God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come into a saving knowledge of the truth. So the whole purpose of the gospel is to bring you out of wherever you are. You know, your past can't stop you. Your history can't stop you. What you did, glory to God, can't stop you, because Jesus died for all of us, glory to God, to come out. And so the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And so if you in a good preaching, teaching church, you need to be excited about where you are, and how beautiful are the feet of them, your man or woman, that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings. And so you need to be excited about where God have set you, and to be excited that you are in a good place and your life is being change in your life is being transformed. And through and under, glory to God, this preacher, this teacher, this place where God have sent you, you are doing things in God that you never thought you would be able to do. You're moving in God. You're growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good tidings. Amen. And so I hope this session of faith has been a blessing. Glory to God to you. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder Sr. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey, in the LOJ building on the second floor. Just always, if you're in the Patterson area and you desire to worship with us every Thursday, Thursday evening is our midweek service from 7 p.m. to 7:30 is our intercessory prayer. Our worship began at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday morning. Our worship service began at 8:30 a.m. And I'm just here to say glory to God that I guarantee that you will not leave as you came in Jesus' name, because it's Jesus and his anointing that makes the difference. And so enjoy the remainder of your day. And until next time, may God richly bless you.